Tom White is asking customers to voluntarily reduce water usage by at least 10%. Why 10%, and is that going to be enough?
So the more water we don't use, the more water we leave in an upstream reservoir, or the more water we leave underground. So then 10% is what we've calculated. That is the less impactful on the community when it bring in the variables of quality of life, economic vitality. Historically, what we've seen is the folks actually go 15, as high as 20% reduction in their water use.
Some people have expressed concerns that our region should consider mandatory restrictions, like they've done in California. Do you think that'll be necessary?
There is that extreme position that could be taken, and we see this as a necessity in California, but this is not California. This is a different watershed that we have, the Truckee River watershed. And another difference is we have privately owned stored water owned by the Truckee Meadows Water Authority that is available and set aside specifically for these types of dry year events that we run into. And it's only in these dry years when we actually release water out of it. For example, this last August, September was the first time we used any of that reserve water since 1992. The water just sits there waiting to be used for these dry periods. And 10% is not that large of a request, some may say, but it's sufficient for us to achieve our goals in that we will have storage available for 2016, should it be dry.
Speaking of storage, Tom White has water stored at places like Stampede Reservoir and Independence and Donner Lakes. Is that storage going to last us through the drought?
I like to characterize our climate here as it is always in drought and it's interrupted by wet. We plan for drought situations, and what we then do is capture when we have a good or a average snowpack, we then refill our reservoirs. Even though we're fourth year into a dry period, we will have some amount of refill that'll take place this next season. And when you look at the trends in the historic data, you see that even in the most recent drought of 8 years, which was 87 to 94, it went 90, 91, 92 were very dry. And then 93, you had a breakout year. It wasn't a big year. It was somewhere around 80% of average or 90%. And so you're able to refill, maybe not completely. You brought Tahoe up a few feet, but not all the way to the rim. We should be able to put some more water back into the bank in anticipation if next year is as dry as this year.
But what about economic growth? Do we have enough for our businesses like Tesla's Gigafactory and other new businesses that are moving to the area?
Folks are saying, I'm being asked to reduce my water use, but I still see building take place around me. That's where the drought reserves come into play. Based on our calculations, estimates of what the drought year supplies can do, those volumes of water are sufficient to meet not just existing demands, but a certain amount of future demands as well.
So you're saying for now, though, the realistic picture is that there is enough water in storage for economic growth.
Yes, the facilities we have in place, the way we manage the drought reserves, the upstream plus the groundwater, and what water is available to us in the system as it comes down the Truckee River today, is sufficient to meet a growth scenario. It's not a hyper growth scenario, but it is a growth scenario to meet these needs that we're talking about for some of these immediate businesses that are coming in.
With experts that are saying this drought could go on for years, since we really at this point have no idea how long it will last, how do you plan for the future?
The other thing we're expanding in terms of increasing our drought supplies is in the wintertime, you generally have flows in the Truckee River, because you do get some precipitation. It may not be enough to meet the required flow across the California-Nevada state line, but there is some flow. And in the wintertime, we hardly use that much water from the Truckee River to begin with. So what we do is then we take some of it and we go and inject it underground, treat it and put it underground, because underground's a big storage tank. So we're going to be injecting a lot more water underground just to build up our storage reserves for dry periods like this.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking with us today.
Oh, I hope it helped, and my pleasure to see you.